On the night of Friday, June 12th, the Green Bridge near Covelo, also known as the Mill Creek Bridge on Hill Road, collapsed. A car was on the bridge at the time, which dramatically flipped over and landed on its roof. Thankfully, the driver reportedly only suffered minor injuries. However, this collapse brought about questions of public safety and the reliability of Mendocino's aging rural infrastructure. The bridge was already classified by Caltrans as failing, with a replacement in the planning stages, with construction set to begin in the near future. The new bridge will be two lanes instead of the single lane of the bridge that collapsed. It is currently scheduled for phased construction over the next 2 to 3 years. Potentially, a faster build process could happen with a less architecturally pleasing design than the original replacement, since the new bridge plan requires a prefabricated weathering steel pony truss, which requires lengthy lead time for construction. With Mendocino County already close to advertising for a contractor to complete the project, it is likely the original replacement plan will stay in place. We spoke with Director of Mendocino County Department of Transportation, Howard Daschle, to learn more about plans to replace the Green Bridge and what he knows about the collapse event.
Said that the new bridge is going to take approximately 2 to 3 years to complete due to architectural features. Do you think this event will result in any push to possibly move that schedule up? Or do you think residents will want to maintain a certain aesthetic and they'll be willing to wait for the new bridge?
Yes, well, actually, to change the design and get the approvals done, I'm actually arguing that may take longer, even though the construction of a standard concrete bridge, had we started with that, would have been faster. We went down this other path. We've gotten to the starting point for construction, and it just makes sense to just stay on course, I think, and do what we've already have approvals for.
And then also, thank you for sending the design of the new bridge. It was nice to see that that's going to be a two-way bridge as opposed to the one-way bridge that was previously there. You know, was the plan, construction plan, to keep the old bridge running while the new one was constructed? Or was the plan always to have the detours in place to build the new bridge?
Always we were going to have detours in place. And that was actually discussed early on with the emergency service providers, and because the bridge was so limited weight-wise, you know, half of what a normal load would be, they really couldn't use it anyway for emergency equipment. So, you know, the thought of closing it, getting a good bridge when we were done, was agreed to from the beginning.
And then approximately how long do those detours take?
Well, the original thought was that we would get a contractor, successful bidder, and they would start on building the prefabricated bridge. The bridge has to be built by a steel supplier somewhere, and depends on the bidder that got the job where that would be. And then while that was being built, we would do other work and leave the old bridge in place, and then tear it down and try to install it in a year. With this event, what we will probably try to do is still hire that contractor as soon as we can, start having the new bridge prefabricated wherever the low bidder has, you know, submitted a successful fabricator that's approved and makes specification. And but now that the old bridge is down, we may even try to start to do some of the work. Obviously, first order of business is to remove and salvage the old bridge, but perhaps we can even get other work done if the weather permits. So we're going to try to move forward as quickly as we can.
Is there anything in your mind you wish the county had done differently to prevent this bridge collapse event from happening? And then, you know, secondary to that, are there other bridges in Mendocino County that have, you know, similar structural deficiencies potentially?
So that's an interesting question. I've had this job 21 years, and I think during my time, I've probably put in 19 bridges, not quite one a year. And believe it or not, we work through a system of scores, for bridges. And this bridge was not the worst bridge I'd ever worked on in the county as far as condition. It is really rather surprising to me that this one went. We had done other bridges that were a higher priority in the past time I've been here. So I was frankly surprised.
What kind of investigation needs to happen to figure out exactly why this specific bridge went?
Well, that is something that, from my standpoint, I'm not qualified to do. I wouldn't do such an investigation. I'm more focused on simply completing the project that we've been planning and putting a good up to current codes and standard bridge there. I think there's some sort of accident investigation that's done by the traffic divisions. There was traffic involved in this. And that's really out of my realm. We never do those sorts of investigations. And frankly, without having an eyewitness or someone to even say what happened, it's hard for me to guess just looking at the remains.
Do you think there's anything the county should be doing to maybe speed up some of these bridge replacements, or are you comfortable with the current pace of work and replacement rate?
Well, I'd always like to do more, but there are limitations. And we compete on a statewide level, for bridges in the bridge program. So they really do have a system of looking at bridge health and conditions. And I think we do pretty good to average about a bridge a year, not quite. If there was more money and we could do more, but I mean, it got 157 bridges in the county system. And it seems like one of them is coming up in need of repair every year, so that the system seems to be working.
After our interview with Director of Mendocino County Department of Transportation, Howard Daschle, KMUD News wanted to check on exactly how long detours from one side to the other of the now collapsed Green Bridge will take. According to Google Maps, the detour lasts nearly 20 minutes via Hill Road and Dobie Lane. Residents and drivers in the area should expect this lengthy detour for at least the next 3 to 4 years, based on the current construction timeline. While this detour would have been necessary for a new bridge construction regardless, the Green Bridge collapsing lengthens the period when the detour will be necessary. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.